toll-free 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you get to create the content on the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with our listeners, you can submit it as show prep there, and it will then go to the upcoming stories page, where it will receive your votes, or maybe you will vote it down. The more votes it does receive, the more positive votes, the more likely it will make it out of the upcoming stories page and onto the main page of the site. As possibly to the very front and top of the main page in the site. So you can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And once again, you can submit anything you want to the site. Maybe it's a YouTube video that you like. Perhaps it is a news article or a blog post. Whatever you think our listeners and the host of the show would enjoy, you can submit. And you can also vote on things as well. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight as usual. And in the news is a piece from Carlos Miller, who is somebody who we've had on this program in the past. He is the man when it comes to following the issue of photography and press freedom as far as the crackdown that we've seen across the country when police are arresting not just your average person for holding a video camera, but they're even targeting, in some cases, news media people. I mean, where it's really obvious that they're going after members of the media. They have no problem threatening, intimidating.
That whole freedom of the press thing, I don't know where it went, but it's gone.
We didn't get to all the details last night about Anaheim, but we were talking about it with Nemi here, and she had a news story about how the police were, like, pointing guns directly at the members of the media and telling them to basically back away. I mean, pointing loaded weapons at camera people.
Well, I think it's clear that a sea change has happened with this whole freedom of speech and freedom of press. And it's now very clear with a lot of these stories coming out, especially Anaheim, some of the stuff going on with the other police shootings and the riots or the protests, I should say, that are happening related to that shooting, that the police are, at this point, they don't care. They really don't care about rights at all. They are just thugs at this point. They're just gangsters. And they will do whatever they have to do to control the situation because it's all a territorial game where they're basically, this is my gang territory, you know, Bloods and Crips now. Instead, it's just one unit. Everybody, all the government workers are in one gang.
Well, their bosses are telling them to do stuff, and they're not asking the questions.
Not so much. It might not necessarily be the bosses telling them as much as they do something that's out of line and they don't get any sort of repercussion.
Oh, that certainly happens, too. If they do get repercussions, they aren't the same kind of level of repercussions. In the rare case that they get repercussions for their maybe criminal activity, because, you know, who investigates this stuff?
Exactly.
They're better at covering it up than you and I would be. They understand the processes, and they know they have the intelligence. They have the inside information. They know where the other cops are. So in the rare occasion that they do get prosecuted or being held to account for things that they do wrong, then they tend to not get punished in the same ways that you or I would be punished. They tend to have a lower level of punishment. But
absolutely.
But also their bosses tell them what to do, and they don't ask questions like, well, is this within the rights of, say, you know, the press to film what's going on here?
Right.
Because I don't know, but maybe this has been going on all along. Maybe law enforcement has always told the press in this country to get lost whenever they felt like it. I don't necessarily know whether that's true or not, but it seems like it's stepped up since 9/11. But and we just didn't know about it because they didn't have video cameras. They weren't as prolific as they used to be.
So sometimes they will get caught red-handed doing naughty things on camera, and there's no way they can get around it. They can't crush all of the people that have the video cameras simply because there are so many cameras, like the guy that was shot in the back while he was handcuffed in the San Francisco BART transit area. That was a pretty big case, one of the few cases where the officer actually did receive some form of punishment.
Yeah, he got like a year and a half for shooting a handcuffed man in the back.
Yeah, yeah. How would you and I do with that one?
Yeah.
We'd probably be in for several years, at least 10, maybe 20.
Well, and if it was a cop, you'd be in for 60.
Good point. You'd probably be executed.
Yeah, actually, you probably wouldn't have made it to court.
So sometimes they get caught red-handed, and that makes them look bad, and they get taken to court. In some cases, you got the Glick decision, which was a pretty important decision that came down late last year, deciding that essentially that, you know, if there is a government bureaucrat operating in their public capacity, that they have to expect that they could be recorded. Isn't that kind of the essence of the Glick decision? And
have you guys heard about what happened in Vermont? I mean, in Brattleboro with the governor's conference? There's a Northeast governor's conference that happened just recently here, just outside of Keene, basically half an hour away or whatever. And so a lot of people came from out of states, and the police were acting like brutish thugs, just like other places mm-hmm. in the country. So the Glick decision obviously applies to this area. And I don't think it was so much about the journalism, but there's pictures of cops choking protesters with their own clothing.
Wow.
Here, just half an hour from us.
Yeah, didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, so, I had not heard that.
It's like, it's happening all over. It's not just a focused issue with the hot spots, the centers of activity being.
It's not a big city problem.
Exactly. But it's also, I think it's the entire. It's like they all got a manual or something. They all got a piece of paper or a memo or something from the AG, Attorney General here at the United States, and he's like, oh yeah, you know what, you guys. We're going to cover for you. You do anything wrong, you're going to get the smallest sentence that you could ever see. In fact, you might not even serve time. Just crack down. We need you to crack down. We need you to provoke violent responses from the populace, because then we can implement some of these gun control laws that this UN treaty is all about.
Well, if that's true.
I mean, it's just happening so pervasively and so widespread.
It's so normal, though. I mean, consider that a police officer's job is to use violence during their day-to-day. I mean, if you're dealing with a domestic dispute, I mean, the classic one that you've seen on Cops with the guy with the A shirt on who's drunk, and they've got to wrestle him to the ground or whatever.
Right.
They have to use violence on a day-to-day basis. They also are taught taught all along from the very beginning that they need to retain control of the situation. They need to be in control. So when you put those two situations together, those two things, like A, you're allowed to use violence to get your job done, and B, you must remain in control, then when you put them out there to watch the protesters, then you don't have a very good scenario, because the protesters aren't in control. They aren't in control of, the cops aren't in control of what the protesters are doing. They're probably protesting something the cops disagree with, and so it's just sort of natural for them. Oh, you can't stand here. You must get off of here. If you don't get off of here, I am going to move you. And, they move them.
Right.
JJ, I don't know if a memo went out as per your suggestion, because if a memo went out, there'd be some evidence of it. Maybe it's just something they tell each other, because a memo has gone out in Washington, D.C. recently. This is a general order that was actually just implemented not very long ago, just a matter of days back. And one day after they implemented a new order stating they must respect the rights of citizens who record them in public, this is D.C. police, an undercover cop snatched a cell phone from a man who was recording an investigation in public. When they finally returned the phone back to Earl Staley later that day, this is according to Carlos Miller at
PixSig.com. That's pretty good. They get it back the same day. That's pretty good.
He said his memory card was missing. Mm. Now the ACLU, which assisted in drafting the very policy that this officer violated, says that perhaps the officer didn't know the guidelines. Well, that's still no excuse.
It's really no excuse to take somebody's memory card.
Because even though the general order, which came as a result of Jerome Boros' lawsuit, clearly states what police can and can't do when it comes to dealing with civilians recording them in public, it doesn't create any new laws that police must learn. It simply spells out the existing laws in easy to read language that even the dumbest of cops can understand, just in case they haven't been keeping
up. It does point to the fact that many police officers really don't know what the laws are. I mean, how could anybody know? No police officer knows what the law is.
They don't.
The law is more words than a human being could read in four lifetimes. So it's not possible for them to know the law.
That's true, but they still should be able to read the memos that come out to them from the police.
They probably get 10 memos a day.
I don't know. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you more about what's going on in D.C. with a continuing crackdown on press freedom there. Of course, you're welcome to share your story and your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. I mean, does anyone take the cop side in this stuff? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,600. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,640.16, $820.08 for a half ounce, or $410.04 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,640.16, $820.08, and $410.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for you. Listening options included. Live streams, we've got them. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Listen.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get tuned into those. Also learn about over 100 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show throughout the week. XM Satellite Radio also clears Free Talk Live all 7 nights. You can hear us on XM. as well as the free-to-air KU band channel, the phone lines that we have that call the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. In addition to that, there's the webcam. You can go to get all the details on how to listen to the show at listen.freetalklive.com. So we continue here with what's going on in D.C., where there was an order that was issued to D.C. police pretty recently, apparently. There was a settlement case where a man basically won a settlement from a situation recording the police, and therefore the police, Metropolitan Police Department decided, since they don't want to have to pay any more settlements out to people that their police officers have victimized, they sent out a memo to the full department, to every single officer, letting them know that they must respect the rights of citizens who record them in public. However, it didn't stop one undercover cop from going ahead and snatching a cell phone from a man the very next day who was recording an investigation that was taking place in public and stealing that man's SD card and then returning the camera. So this order that they received spells out existing laws in easy-to-read language that even the dumbest of cops can understand, according to Carlos Miller. CarlosMiller.com is his website. And it points out here that just in case they haven't been keeping up with the multitude of court decisions that have risen over the last few years throughout the country stating that police do not have an expectation of privacy when in public, or the U.S. Department of Justice guidelines issued straight out of Washington, D.C. to the Baltimore Police Department 2 months earlier.
And by the way, this is ubiquitous. This isn't one of those situations where, you know, a few bad cops react to getting filmed. The fact is that unless citizens stand up to police and put on a front, police will intend to not just put a chilling effect, because a lot of cases, some of them will just put a chilling effect. You know, they'll just say, yeah, you know, move on with you, citizen, you may not film this, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But they'll actually throw people in jail for this. They'll rough them up and throw them in jail. And this goes on all over America, not with a few cops, but with the vast majority of cops. Until they learn that they're allowed to be filmed by citizens who are doing nothing other than filming them, they'll react to it. I've had this happen, you know, right here in Keene, New Hampshire, back in 2006. I've still got the video where some cop comes after me in a place where it's completely legal, where the precedent is set, because the Glick decision is not precedent. The Glick decision affirms precedent from like 12 years prior, mm-hmm. Where the precedent was set. You can't expect these people to know the law. They say to themselves, well, I don't want somebody filming what I do. What if I do something wrong?
Yeah. Hey, I'm in charge here. You'll do what I say. And most people will. I mean, usually that tactic works with the police. And I was listening to Michael Dean and Nima Vedati from Freedom Fiends last night as they were their latest episode that they put up on their podcast is them interviewing Derek Jay. And one of the things Nima was saying was that something he really likes about Derek Jay's victimless crime spree is that even though ultimately the police win in that, you know, they've got the force, they've got the guns, they've got the cages, they're going to put you in the cage if that's what they want to do. Ultimately, the police win, but what he was so excited about seeing was people actually talking back, people refusing to do what they're told, people asking questions when they're being asked questions. And seeing that happen was really exciting for
him. Well, the cops can react to question asking by simply not answering. You know,
they can.
They'll do what they want and then not answer
the
questions.
But it still looks bad for them when you've got a video camera out and they won't answer completely logical, reasonable questions being asked but calmly by
people. I just want the people listening to the show to understand that your public servants, if you really believe that, are people that will not let you film what they do. They will say that, you know, these same people will say, let's put cameras on the street corner so we can watch what the citizens do. And if they object to it, well, what are they doing wrong? Do not want cameras trained on them. These same people with cameras in their cars that will lose that footage when you feel that you have some case against them, mm-hmm. that they know how to get on the other side. They stay away from the microphones, all that stuff. They don't want to be filmed and recorded. And this isn't a few isolated incidences. This is just about all of them. I'm not going to say every cop is on the take when it comes to drugs. I'm not going to say cops are on the take when it comes to stealing money out of evidence lockers. I'm not going to say any of that. I am going to say that Just about every instance I've ever found, the police will say, I don't consent to being filmed. Well, so the F what?
Well,
you consented when you put that badge on this morning and you came to work for, you know, the folks of this town.
I think it's more common outside of Keene. I think a lot of the cops here don't say boo about it these days.
Today, but right. But the claim I made, Ian, if you'll recall, was is until they are educated on the subject,
right.
They, and,
well,
until they've been
not necessarily educated as much as challenged. I mean, the cops in D.C. here have been educated by the memo that went out that, according to Carlos Miller, was very easy to read. So
yeah,
the education's there.
You have to understand that that memo was probably read by their lieutenant in their morning briefing, and the lieutenant, you know, he read the memo and he probably said something to the effect of, yeah, you know, well, you guys got to make sure you're in control of the situation and you have to do what's right for you. This memo is just sort of a guideline, you know, that sort of thing.
Who knows how it was presented.
But the thing is that I think it speaks more to the class system. It's more about we are in a different class than you, the citizenry. And we can do special things, badges, grant extra rights for them in their mindset. And so they can basically say, well, no, we're above recording. We're above this. We're above accountability because our class is the superior class. It's the strong class, the gun class.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. You're welcome to share your experiences with recording the police at 855-450-FREE.
Tell me about that cop that hasn't been, and please, somebody call in with the story about the police officer that hasn't gotten a memo or been educated on the subject of citizens being allowed to film them that just is fine with it. Because I don't think it's true.
I think those cops exist. I know that those cops exist. There are some cops out there who will say, hey, I don't care if people record me. I'm not doing
anything. Once they've been educated, once they've been forced into a corner.
I don't think it's fair to say that, you know, that's what your description applies to all police. It's not fair.
Oh, no, I said something like 90-something percent.
Okay. Fair enough. 855-450-FREE is the number here. So the rest of what happened in D.C., here you go. The man who was had his camera snatched from him, Mr. Staley, said his smartphone was snatched by a D.C. police officer last Friday evening along Raleigh Place in southeast D.C. Says he saw police punching a man that they were arresting. That's usually a really good sign that those cops aren't going to be cool with being videotaped, right? Like some cops, they're cool with it, but they're probably not in the process of beating somebody at the moment. If you go up and record the police beating on somebody, you can pretty much count that they're going to have a problem with you
right.
doing that. In which case, it's usually a good idea to have streaming. That way you can stream the video instantly to the internet. And even if they do catch your camera or take your SD card or whatever, hopefully it will have gotten out to the internet before they accomplish this dismantling your camera. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. So he decided that he wasn't just going to stand there and watch. He went and grabbed his phone. We'll tell you what happened here in a moment. 855-453. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today. And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. To the toughest nails, new world.
New world, where we are. Lots of old and free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring up whatever you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the least likely place to be arrested for DUI. We'll explain. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website as well, and join us on Twitter and Facebook, where if you've been paying attention in those two locations for the last couple weeks, you've noticed a fairly large uptick in Facebookings, posts, tweets. That we've been posting over there. We've been posting questions during the show and observations and thoughts and retweeting, as it is called. We're attempting to become more integrated within the social networking framework. So you're welcome to go and visit us over there. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com to follow us on Facebook, and twitter.freetalklive.com to go straight to our Twitter page to follow us there as well. The D.C. cops have been told they should respect people's rights to record, respect the rights of citizens, according to Carlos Miller at carlosmiller.com. They received a memo, but apparently it didn't really matter when one officer decided to take a phone from a man who was recording the police as they beat a man in Southeast D.C. According to MyFox D.C., the man who had his phone stolen, his name's Staley, says he saw the police punching a man that they were arresting, and another plainclothes officer was harassing the people who were watching the attack. He says, so I go and grab my phone and start trying to record it. He, who is a 26-year-old employee of a nonprofit health agency, he says, and once I do that, another vice cop reaches over my back and grabs my phone and tells me he's not giving my phone back. Well, that was the wrong thing for the officer to do, according to the ACLU's Art Spitzer. He says that officer may not have known about a new general order issued by D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier that went into effect last Thursday. He continues to say that the order is completely clear in the terms of preventing a person from taking pictures. The police are never to do that. Police told MyFox DC that they're looking into it, which means it will most likely hear nothing more about the incident unless Staley files a lawsuit. And even then, that's still not going to stop this abuse. But at least maybe it will make up for some of the images lost, which include hundreds of pictures of his 4-year-old daughter. So the other pictures that were on his memory card. First thing Staley should do is file an internal affairs complaint, because even though we know that will result in the officer not getting disciplined, it may help Staley identify and publicize the name of the cop who abused his right to record in public, and if anything, perhaps fear of exposure and humiliation might make him think twice in the future of doing that to another citizen. Then again, says Miller, it probably won't. Because it's certainly been the observation of people on this show, and I know Carlos Miller feels the same way, that it doesn't matter about the memo. And this isn't the first time this stuff has happened. There was the old story where a demo from CopBlock.org, who, by the way, is still in a jail cell, he's still awaiting trial on multiple felony counts of wiretapping for trying to hold bureaucrats accountable and ask them questions on the record. He, by the way, is going to go to trial. We did hear confirmation on that today, so he's not taking the plea deal, and he is going to trial. But at one point, Ademo had gone down to visit Carlos Miller in Miami, and they teamed up to go to the Metro Transit Authority station there, one of the stations, where there are cops who are kind of rent-a-cop cops. They're a private security hired by the government to run security at these MTA locations. They had been issued a very similar memo that they are not supposed to interfere with people with recording devices at the MTA stops over which they have jurisdiction. In fact, Carlos Miller observed that the very memo in question had been posted at the kiosk where these men are stationed during the daytime. So he could see the memo in plain sight. It's clear that they had received the memo. Doesn't matter. It didn't stop one of those MTA officers from constantly harassing Ademo and Carlos from trying to stop them from using their recording devices.
Wow.
So,
and one thing to go back to this story, it's when officers are in that mode of extreme violence, he said that there was someone getting beaten or punched by an officer.
That's right.
All the officers in that area enter that mode because they can relate to it. It's sort of like a...
Well, they're protecting.
Exactly. It's like the aggression. It's sort of escalating the aggression within an individual's mindset. And so if you're in a situation and you see police officers being physically violent, you should definitely keep in mind that they're probably going to be more unpredictable and more apt to react in an extreme fashion, because that sort of energy, that sort of negative, violent energy is just, it just clouds their mind from any sort of reason, I think.
Absolutely. Well, they're, fight or flight response. They're in the fight mode, and I think you're right. There's probably not a whole lot of logical thinking going on at that time.
Yeah.
So, your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's no shortage of these stories. They just keep coming. I mean, Carlos Miller has been covering this stuff for years, ever since the police attacked him for taking pictures in a public street location
right.
in
and
Miami.
And this is what happens. This is how people get radicalized. Carlos Miller was just your average run-of-the-mill reporter.
That's right. Just a freelancer.
He did some shtick. He did some photography. He did some writing. Basically, he was a writing guy. But now he's known for photography. Why? Because some cop told him he couldn't be in a public place taking pictures.
They arrested him, and there was a lawsuit and everything, and he's been arrested since then more than once.
Yep.
Because he doesn't back down completely in most instances. He did back down when he was up here in Keene at the Keene District Courthouse. That's because he didn't want to get arrested. I mean, they were going to arrest him for recording video in an ostensibly public place. And actually, some of that footage is in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can see for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And Carlos, great guy, love the work that he does. And I guess, on one hand, it's a good thing that they aggressed against him, because they've turned him into a tireless advocate for freedom of the press and the right to record these bureaucrats. Otherwise, he'd just be reporting on whatever.
Sure, whatever he's getting paid to do. But now he's got a mission.
So
this is how it goes. This is what happens to people. Something that's important to them gets stepped on by the boot of government.
Yep.
Crushed under the heel of government, and then they get active.
It's only a matter of time before they come after something that you think's important. which is why it's so important for you to consider other people's liberties important to you, even
right.
though you may not have a
because
fancy
that's
camera.
How they, that's the wind in their sails. The wind in their sails is public opinion. Public opinion that says, oh, yeah, well, you should do that. There ought to be a law. You know, whatever it is, whatever's convenient for them, you know, and that's how they go about it. You know, if, for instance, you don't like smoking. Well, I don't think they should have smoking in public places. They aren't public places. They're owned by people. You're just allowing you in there to have a good time. So if you don't want smoking in a bar you're in, leave the bar, go to a bar that doesn't have smoking.
Right.
Don't complain to the government about it. Don't vote away somebody's right to have a bar where they allow people to smoke.
Exactly.
That's where the government gets their power. The government gets their power from, well, good, the rabble shouldn't be out there bothering police officers anyway. They're doing God's work.
Right, right. It's the indoctrination, of course, that the mindset created early on as a child, you know, pledge allegiance to the flag and worship our state, and the religion of the state. It's just, yeah, they're the crusaders. Police are the crusaders, the paladins on the front lines battling evil. And
that's how they see themselves,
right,
at least.
Exactly. And that's how some of the public sees them. And it's just ridiculous. They're human beings, no different than anyone else.
Therefore, subject to fault, subject to mistake, subject to hurting others.
Subject to allowing power to corrupt.
Yeah.
And the fact is that they've shown that people in power tend to be corrupted by that power.
Yeah,
certainly
true.
Not all of them, but it takes a really exceptional individual not to be corrupted, not to let their emotions get in the way and, you know, start pushing people around.
Well, it's also the brotherhood thing, too. It's sort of like, it's not like there's one bad cop, and he does all this bad stuff. No, what it is it's more, I see it more as like, a cop, an officer does one thing that's sort of not right, or he sort of encroached on some rights, and then his buddy's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. You know what? You did a good job today. And then there's sort of this whole, this camaraderie and backing each other up where...
It's culty.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's okay, man. You know, we all make that mistake, but you know what? Honestly, you did the right thing. And then all of a sudden, in their minds, it's the right thing.
Well, yeah, hey, we're behind you. The thin blue line.
Yeah, we have everybody's going to make mistakes. What's the big deal? We are the front line standing against the hordes of anarchy. I mean, really, if it wasn't for the police officers, we'd all be overrun by Mad Max, right?
That's what they'd like you to believe.
It's what we're taught from the bottom up.
855-450-FREE. Somebody told me something like that about the military today as well. The old, if it weren't for them, then we wouldn't be free. That sort of excuse, as though we are free.
Tell me how they've defended freedom
right.
the last 5 decades.
As though we have more freedom today because of all the military right. presence. 855-450-FREE. They set up right next to my booth today, actually, at the fair.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Tonight, 855-453, it's a SACL CAI toll-free line. Where is the least likely place you'll be caught for a DUI? Well, it seems to me that it would be as you're rafting down a river, but apparently that didn't stop the police from going after a Juneau, Alaska man. We'll give you details on that. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And speaking of SACL CAI, what's all that about?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You've got a company, you need somebody to handle your accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a good choice. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty, and you can support, you know, Free Talk Live by doing businesses with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, so our number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about recording the police, but there's always other interesting things in the news to talk about, including Fairbanks, Alaska, where according to Newsminer.com, a Juneau man faces a rare DUI charge for allegedly having a .313 blood alcohol content.
Wow.
As he floated through Fairbanks.
Seems like he was flying through Fairbanks.
On an inflatable raft Sunday night. Alaska's driving under the influence law applies to people operating motor vehicles, watercraft, and airplanes. The vast majority of charges are, of course, for terrestrial motor vehicles, but when Alaska state troopers received a report of a heavily intoxicated man floating down the Chena River near the Parks Highway Bridge at 6:40 in the evening on Sunday, a wildlife trooper boat responded and arrested 32-year-old William Modine. Modine had been floating on the river for the day and consuming alcoholic beverages the entire time, troopers wrote in their daily dispatch log on their website. At .313, Modine's breath alcohol content was almost four times the legal limit for operating a vehicle, which is .08. Modine was arrested without incident and was cooperative with the troopers. He posted $2,500 bail, according to their website. On the court system, under Alaska's DUI law, operating a watercraft means to navigate a vessel used or capable of being used as a means of transportation on water for recreational or commercial purposes on all waters, fresh or salt, inland or coastal, inside the territorial limits, or under the jurisdiction of the state. And apparently, that means that your inflatable raft is a vessel, and you are operating it, and therefore, DUI charge.
I'm trying to figure out, what does this qualify as an inflatable raft? I mean, is this a big inflatable raft? Or is this...
Who cares? It's an inflatable raft.
I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, does this mean that one of these kickboards somebody might float upon is
I don't
know. I mean, are water wings a vessel?
How about an inner tube?
Right. I mean, well, that's... many of these rafts really aren't anything different than an inner tube.
Right.
I mean, they're just... I don't know whether... I'm trying to figure out, is this one of these lawn chairs that has a little styrofoam on it that you can float along and consume beer?
Yeah, does it even have a motor? Is it powered at all? Is it just something where you have to use an oar to move it? And besides that, if someone's operating an inflatable vessel, if you will, and they run into somebody, it's an inflatable vessel. I've been hit by an inflatable vessel, and let me tell you, it doesn't hurt.
Right.
You live to tell about it.
Right. Law should be exempt from anything that is incapable of hurting someone. If it doesn't have a motor on it, then you can't run it over somebody and, you know, hit them with the swirling blades. I'm sorry, inflatable raft just seems ridiculous to me.
But that's what happened.
I mean,
the law, Mark. Listen, we got to follow it to a T. Well, I mean,
it sounds to me like they're taking it beyond a T and just doing whatever the hell they want.
Yeah,
they're just making stuff up.
Hey, they wanted to ride their boat, and they got an opportunity to get in their boat and just like, yeah, let's do an arrest on water.
What you say is not too far from the truth. I'll tell you, working for a local municipal organization, they would love to have a boat to be able to go out and, mine's a fire department. They'd love to have a boat to be able to go out there and fight fires on the Connecticut River. There are,
the fires that happen on the water.
I've never heard of this happening, but we need to have a boat.
Right, just to be safe. I mean, why we have a Bearcat coming. We should have a boat, too. Why not? Neither of them are actually going to do anything useful.
I mean, how could anyone look at this story and take the police's side on this? How can anyone possibly think that a drunken man on a raft is anything but a danger to himself? I mean, if you have a .3,
yeah,
isn't that like 3% blood alcohol content, essentially?
It's 0.3%.
Is it 0.3%? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's because 0.08. It's an incredible. I mean, it's amazing this guy could stand.
Right.
He probably wasn't standing.
No wonder he wasn't too much trouble. He was in a coma.
Right. Probably sprawled out on this raft, just enjoying his afternoon. And
he's going to enjoy the next day.
Like I said, he's only a danger to himself. He's lucky he didn't roll off the raft and drown
Agreed.
But to say that he's a danger to anybody else, which is, of course, the point behind DUI laws, the reason why they're put in place is allegedly to put people at ease so they can feel like the roads are safer. Of course, we all know it's nonsense. Drunks are out there all over the place.
Right.
But the idea is to punish people who harm or put others in danger. And
a peace officer back in the day would have taken this guy back to the station, let him sober up in a cell, and let him go.
I would think that a real peace officer would take him home.
No, that's what you would do.
That's what a real peace officer would do.
Well, it's not like they've got time to run drunks all over town. I mean, who knows where he was floating down from. You put him in the... You let him sober up in the little cell and then let him go home.
Well, instead, he's looking at a DUI charge now and has posted bail. Maybe we'll be going to court. Figured to share that with you because I've never heard of that one before. I've heard of DUIs on bicycles, which I think is pretty ridiculous.
I've heard of it on horseback,
yeah,
which doesn't make any sense at all.
It's strange. When I was in Wisconsin, I had tons of friends with boats because there's so many lakes. There's more lakes in Wisconsin than Minnesota, but Minnesota's always the land of 1,000 lakes. Anyway, Wisconsin
land of 1,100 lakes.
Yeah, exactly. So going out with friends on the boats, inner tubing, just speed boating, all that sort of stuff. Lots of fun, and it was always one of those things where we can't bring our drinks with us.
Not at all.
No.
I thought that was like a big deal with boaters, was to go out and have a few beers.
You drink on the shore, and then you go on the boat, but you can't, no.
Now, that's a Wisconsin law, so maybe it's different
in
other places.
Right, it's different states, of course.
I bet you that's the right way to go about doing it, is that you better not have an open container out there on that boat at all.
Hmm. Yeah, and then if you have, the thing is, it's more than that, though. It's not just open container. But it's like, if you have a fishing rod in your boat, and you don't have a licensed person, they will take your boat.
Holy crap.
If you have a firearm in your boat and blah blah, Wisconsin's terrible with firearms, even though there's open carry. They'll arrest you. It's just like if you add this plus this, arrest. Take property seizure. It's like, wow. It's just cut
and dry. Take the boat, sell it, finance the police department.
We own you. I mean, really, that's all it comes down to. You'll do as you're told.
It's just new, interesting ways to do fundraising.
Stuff. So 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves. Coming up here, there's some pretty surprising news in the world of music, specifically the rap music world, where Snoop Dogg has apparently changed his identity.
Did you call this interesting?
I think it's fascinating. You had Prince, of course, change his name to The Symbol. He then later changed his name back to Prince, I believe.
Because it got boring trying to call him the artist formerly known as Prince.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
And now you have Snoop Dogg, who has changed his name to Snoop Lion, according to MovieLine.com and a variety of other sources. He's now actually going to be in his own documentary entitled Reincarnated. Snoop Dogg says, I didn't just want to come here and say I made a record in Jamaica and grew some dreadlocks. He insists in the trailer for Reincarnated, announced today as in a selection at the Toronto Film Festival, he said, Rastafari called me. And according to the story, the documentary is a co-production of Vice Films and Snoop's own Snoopadelic Films. Probably isn't a terribly incisive or objective look at the musician's musical shift, and it's unclear how fleeting an alter ego Snoop Lion will be in the long run. But as the trailer speeds through a montage of Snoop's past, it makes a case for why the erstwhile Calvin Brodus might have sought spiritual rebirth after a decades-long career in the rap game that has seen friends and collaborators pass on, sometimes violently. And so he's basically what happened is he went to Jamaica to apparently record a record, and then while there, he was embraced by the Jamaican people, positively impacted by Rastafarian culture, and is reincarnated as Snoop Lion.
You know, he probably smoked some really good weed, and it just really hit him hard. Maybe DMT, I don't know.
It looks like he was smoking some good weed in the trailer for this movie that I did watch. And is this a stunt?
No guns allowed?
You know what, though? No. See, I've been a fan of Snoop for a long time. Mm-hmm. Way back when he first started coming out, my buddies and I would play video games or whatever, and we'd listen to, like, Slayer, and then we'd put in some gangster rap, because just to change it up and whatnot. And so he definitely has changed, because his initial, when he was initially starting out, it was very violent, a difficult life he was leading, and so times have changed.
And, yeah, his lyrics and his songs have certainly changed over the years, and people do change, and that's why I find this interesting, is this is a pretty radical step in a different direction for him. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. You can explore further. Take your calls about what you want. Hour 2 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.